Well, thank you very much.
You and Secretary Clinton agree on most issues, but you've been closer to Donald Trump when it comes to how passionate you are in criticizing trade programs like TPP. So tell us, why is Hillary Clinton a better candidate than Donald Trump when it comes to issues like trade?
Well, Hillary Clinton is a better candidate than Donald Trump on every issue facing the American people. In terms of trade, I do understand that Trump talks a whole lot about trade. But this is a man, while he's giving speeches talking about outsourcing, he is manufacturing his products in Bangladesh, where he pays workers 30 cents an hour. He is manufacturing his clothing in Mexico, in China. He is building his furniture in Turkey. So this is a guy who talks the talk, but he surely is not walking the walk. You know, Mitt Romney, somebody who I do not have a lot in common with politically, he described Trump as a phony and a fraud. And I, sadly enough, think that Mr. Romney had it right.
So what is it about Hillary Clinton's policies on trade that you think will reverse what people like Donald Trump have been doing?
Hillary Clinton has made it clear that in terms of the TPP, which I personally believe would be a disaster, she is opposed to it. And furthermore, she will do everything she can to see that it doesn't resurface on the floor of the House and the Senate during the lame duck session. Now, as you know, the Republicans control the Senate. They control the House. Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, has told us that the TPP will not get to the floor. I hope he is telling the truth. I hope that that happens. And I will do everything that I can, as Hillary Clinton will, to make sure that this does not come forward and that it is defeated.
Senator Sanders, you've been trying to convince people who supported you in the Democratic primary to vote for Hillary Clinton. A lot of your supporters refuse. They say never Hillary. Are you asking people who do not like Hillary Clinton to vote against their conscience in an effort to defeat Donald Trump?
No, I am not. I think everybody in this country votes their conscience. That's what American democracy is about. I think, first of all, we received during the primary process about 13.4 million votes. My strong guess is that the overwhelming majority of the people who voted for Bernie Sanders will end up voting for Hillary Clinton. Because people understand that it is absurd to vote for Bernie Sanders and then support a Donald Trump who wants to give hundreds of billions of dollars in tax breaks to the richest people in this country. To support a candidate who believes that climate change is a hoax. People who voted for Bernie Sanders do not believe that climate change is a hoax. And furthermore, what people who I think voted for me understand is that we cannot support a president who has made bigotry the cornerstone of his campaign, who insults women virtually every single day. So to answer your question, people will and should vote their conscience. But I think most of the people who supported me will make sure that Donald Trump does not become our next president.
Donald Trump has been accused of using a loss of more than $900 million in the 1990s to avoid paying taxes for a number of years. And if those allegations prove to be true, he'd still be taking advantage of current law and not necessarily breaking any laws. Is there something wrong with Donald Trump being held to a standard where even if he obeys the law, he's still wrong?
What is absurd is you have a man who is a multi-billionaire who owns mansions all over the world, not paying a nickel in federal taxes, and is proud of it. What we have got to do is to change those tax laws. And this is what Hillary Clinton believes, I believe, and most Americans believe, so that billionaires like Trump start, in fact, paying their fair share of taxes, that large multinational corporations who set up phony offices in the Cayman Islands and in other tax havens, that they start paying their fair share of taxes. You know, what Trump is saying is, I'm a billionaire. I don't have to pay my taxes. And by the way, I have a proposal that would give even more tax breaks to billionaires like myself. Do I think there's something wrong with that? Absolutely, I do.
We've got an important Senate election here in New Hampshire between incumbent Republican Kelly Ayotte and Democratic Governor Maggie Hassan. You're a senator, a fellow senator of Kelly Ayotte. Could you tell us your impression of Senator Kelly Ayotte?
I like Kelly, but I am doing everything that I can to make sure that Maggie Hassan wins the election here in New Hampshire, and I'll tell you why. Because the future of the United States Senate will come down to one or two states, and New Hampshire could be that state. And it is, in my view, very important for the middle class and working families of this country that we have a United States Senate that wants to raise the minimum wage to a living wage, that wants pay equity for women, that wants to make public colleges and universities tuition-free, that wants to have the wealthiest people in this country start paying their fair share of taxes. So a victory for Maggie Hassan here in New Hampshire will bring us that one step closer to giving Democrats control of the United States Senate, which I think is absolutely imperative.
Senator Sanders, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.